also want to make an apology today for Ray. Ray is not with us. Ray is still got his sheets pulled up to his nose and curled up in a fetal position, 101 fever. You know what 101 does to an adult. Yeah. So he's not going to be here today with us. So in his stead, for the presentation of the scholarship class, the New York State scholarship class of 2007, I'm giving you our first vice president, Mindy Jacobson.
I think I'm going to lean down to this microphone, too. It's easier than trying to move it, I think. Okay, we have three scholarship recipients this year. The scholarship committee had several people to choose from, and these people have shown outstanding abilities in their lives and in school. And so I would like to start with the first. I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask you all to come up to the front of the room, come behind the table so that when it's your turn, we don't have to wait for you to come forward. So Sydney is here, and if Cheryl and Glenn will come up. So we'll start with our first recipient, Sydney Estefan. Did I say it right?
Hello, everyone. I'm Sydney Estefan. I just graduated in May with my associate's degree from Herkimer County Community College. And now I'm at SUNY Brockport working towards my bachelor's in psychology. Eventually, after that, I'm thinking about grad school. I want to go into counseling, and particularly I'm thinking about working at a college or university, working with college students with the transition. I also, in my spare time, I'm really into the blind community, and I do whatever I can to educate the sighted, and I do movie clips for disability centers at certain colleges, and I work on teaching people how to use canes, and just educating the sighted about what the blind can really do and how we can be advocates of ourselves.
Talk about how you found us and your relationship with us.
Okay. I found about the NFB 6.5 years ago from my TVI in high school, and she actually introduced me to the National Convention in 01 in Philadelphia. And I was really shocked when I first got there because I didn't know what the environment was going to be like. I really like the NFB. I love what they're all about, and I've learned to become a strong advocate because of the NFB.
Thank you very much. Glenn and Cheryl, are you up here?
Yes.
Good, great. Okay. We'll take Cheryl Echeverria next. Cheryl, good. I don't know if we said Sydney. Where before she comes up, where are you? Do you live in Brockport?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And Cheryl Echeverria is from the island, and she'll tell us a little about herself. Sorry.
Good morning. I'm Cheryl Echeverria. I'm from Brentwood, Long Island, and I am attending Branford Hall Career Institute, which is a medical billing, medical assistance school out in Suffolk County. I'm carrying a 3.75 GPA average, and I am their first blind student at that location, so I got a lot of heavy shoes for people to look up to and do this. I came to the NFB actually by accident. I was on dialysis, and I found the voice of the diabetic, and didn't realize it was NFB. And then when I had my kidney transplant, I was looking to get help with, you know, services and everything, and I went to the mentoring program, and I got contacted by David Stayer, who is the president of the Long Island chapter, and he's really helped me out a lot. And I went to my first convention in Atlanta, and I really fell in love with this organization. You guys are a big family. You're a big help to me, and I hope to go further in this organization to help others as myself, because I lost my vision about 5 years ago and would like to help newly blinded people as well as existing blinded people in this organization. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next and final scholarship recipient received a national scholarship this year as well. We're pleased to present this morning Glenn Stewart.
Well, I'm from New York, and I really don't think I need a microphone because I got a loud voice. So all us New Yorkers, we like to be heard. Morning, fellow Federationists and family. I'm new to the NFB. This summer was one of the most exciting thrills of my life, entering into the NFB as a family member. And I want to just stress, you know, the shock that I went through when I walked into this family. It's just amazing what this family has done for me regarding advocating for myself and learning more about how blind people can make a difference in this country. And I really appreciate the NFB accepting me as a family member. I'm a master's degree student, a dual master's degree at Syracuse University. I really am honored to receive a scholarship. This investment is going to help me continue my education, and it's going to help me make a difference in the lives of blind people in the country as a rehab counselor. I'm expected to graduate in May of 2008, where I can begin my career in helping and assisting blind individuals, along with other individuals with disabilities. Again, I really appreciate everything that the NFB has done for me, and it's a pleasure to be among a family who I know I can always count on and who I really enjoy being around. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I just want to thank the scholarship class. We're proud to have you with us, and we'll be talking with you later. Don't forget your mentors for this afternoon, please.